Hello, everyone, and welcome back to An Old Guy Who Knows Shit. Slewdog here with another story from life. This is Episode 9, Rats. Copyright 2020 by L.R. Holtz. It was a 162-square-foot, one-room apartment in Midtown, and it was $600 a month, but the job of superintendent went along with it, and that meant $200 a month, and so in the balance, we were at $400 a month, which was my budget. And so I became the superintendent of a 115-year-old building on West 55th Street between 9th and 10th in Midtown, Manhattan. Now, this was in the late 1980s, before the city had been cleaned up, when taxis ruled the streets, and if you persevered, apartments could still be had for regular people. There was an old A&P on the corner of 9th, behind which was a building-sized parking lot, then a theater, followed by a storage warehouse, followed by us. Two more apartment buildings, we're talking brownstones, no more than 20 units. Two more apartment buildings on the far side of us, and then an auto sound shop, a restaurant, and you were on 10th Avenue. On the other side of the street, the north side, the building facing 9th was an old TV studio, took up half the block. Behind it was one building of residential lofts, and then storage warehouse from there to 10th Avenue. So it was worrisome as a place to live, because in this entire long avenue block, there were three small apartment buildings on one side of the street and one converted warehouse of lofts on the north side. My concern was entirely of a safety nature. So few residents on a block makes for a lonely walk late at night. It didn't occur to me that there might be other reasons why one likes to have more people around one in an urban environment. But you know what? When you have an apartment offered to you in Midtown Manhattan and it is in your budget, I don't care, buddy. You do not quibble, Sybil. So my first clue that I was about to enter a completely different and much darker world was the first time the landlord took me to the basement. The walls looked like rough-hewn stone, set in a concrete-like mortar that was several inches thick. And I say concrete-like because while it looked like concrete, you could scrape it away with your fingers. The other thing I could not help but notice was that there were boards sticking out of the walls. "What's that?" I asked in my last moment of innocence. He looked at me blandly and calmly said, "Rats. Yeah, not many apartments on this block. Warehouses mean more rats. One of your jobs will be to keep them out. That means plugging the holes. Of course, they just keep digging new ones. That's one of the reasons we got to have a resident super. That and a boiler, which is about 75 years old and needs some serious TLC. And with that, he leads the way back to the boiler. Well, I stood looking at the walls a minute and the boards sticking out from them, pondering that phrase, means more rats. Sensing, I think, that some safe wall in my world had just been shattered. But then I shrugged it off and went to learn how to light the boiler and shoot the tubes. Well, it was only a matter of days before I saw the first one. I think it was the first time I went down there by myself. And there was one against the wall on the other side of the basement. And he didn't scurry away when I turned the light on. He sat there and looked at me for a minute first. I had the weirdest sense that he was taking my measure. And then he turned and strolled. Yes, he strolled into a new hole. The first of many that I would hammer a board into. Well, whenever I saw a rat after that, they pretty much acted like rats, scurrying away when the light went on and showing me where the new holes were. There were areas that had floors installed, and I struggled to make the walls and ceilings tight, but I could not keep them out. They would not be denied. I ended up having to throw everything away that I put down there. But I jump ahead. So I don't know if you ever noticed, but most residential buildings in the city have a spot somewhere off the sidewalk next to the building where there is a stand of garbage cans for the residents. Well, this was where the battle line first formed. Rats like garbage. The first few times a rat was in the garbage can, I ended up tipping over the cans and ripping up bags until it would leap out and run away, but it was incredibly messy. There would be garbage spread all over the sidewalk that I would have to pick up. Well, I asked the landlord about this, and his response, well, he looks at me like I'm an idiot. And he says, you get a long-handled shovel. And I said, a shovel? What for? And he looks at me like I'm just some kind of utter pansy-ass idiot. You ain't the freaking SPCA. Fucking rat stupid enough to get trapped in the garbage can. You make it into garbage. So, the battle escalated. I think that what happened was that all of my frustrations of living in the city and barely scratching a living out, and, you know, just the day-to-day grind of survival, all got focused on those rats. I mean, first of all, they were everywhere, and I became infuriated with them. And I got a long-handled shovel, and I sharpened it, and yes, I stood on West 55th Street armed with a sharpened shovel and killed rats in garbage cans. I regret it. I'm ashamed of it. Really, it is the only time in my life that I can ever remember actually killing anything except possibly a mosquito. I mean, they're so filthy and brazen and so in your face, and they so deserve to die. I mean, good God, they're freaking rats, for crying out loud. I had no qualms about being their executioner. I saw myself as a great warrior, a knight armed with my spear, doing battle with the fearsome dragons. Yeah, okay, so it was a stretch. But I made it nonetheless. And there was a stairway down to the front basement door that went under the stoop, had a drain in it, and it was just as likely to have drug addicts as copulating couples as homeless people crashing, one or the other of which was at least a weekly occurrence, but it could always be counted on to have rats. There was a spot where they would sit and watch, and you couldn't get to them. So you would hear them, too, under the stoop when you came in at night. Or they would just sit and watch. Brazen, utterly brazen. And I got really good. I mean, I killed at least one every time. Sometimes more. I think four was my record. I mean, it was brutal, ugly, yeah, loud. And a bang, crunch, you get you, sir. I became a madman, a rat killer. So, leap ahead some months. So this has varied in intensity, but has just become part of life on 55th Street. In retrospect, it is amazing what can become normal, isn't it? I meet with some success. I get some work. My wife and I get together. We get pregnant. We're confronting all the life questions new parents ask. Like, shouldn't one of us have a real job? And we're looking at our options. And then I get a show. Well, I'm rehearsing very late, many nights. On one particular night, in the very wee hours of the morning, I come around the AMP and head down the block, and the corner street light is out, and so is the third street light. So there's a distinct round halo of light right in front of the parking lot behind the AMP. And I'm tootling along thinking about the show, and I'm suddenly brought up short by a rat. And now when I say brought up short, I'm not kidding either, because this rat was right in the middle of the pool of light, right in the middle of the sidewalk, right directly in my path. It was sitting up on its haunches with its front legs just dangling, looking right at me. It never flinched, in spite of the fact that I came quite close to tripping on it. But it just sat there, up, tall but relaxed, its head cocked a little bit to one side, looking directly at me. Now, this was, as you might think, a little remarkable. And I stood there for a minute, looking back into his eyes, and I felt that familiar animosity rising in my gut, And I'm thinking, I could place kick this sucker halfway down the block. When right about that time, he tilts his head just the slightest bit toward the street. And I follow his gaze, looking out. And I just about, as they say, crap my pants. The street was filled with hundreds of rats. They were spread out evenly, about 2 to 3 feet apart, and they were everywhere. The street was filled for as far as I could see, up and down the block. The sidewalk on the other side of the street, the sidewalk all around me, the parking lot, every bit of open pavement that I could see had a rat every 2 to 3 feet. I want to say there were thousands of them, but no, for it to have been thousands of them, they would have been packed together. And they weren't packed together. They were evenly spread out everywhere. No pairs, no clusters, all individual rats, all perfectly spaced out in spread formation. So my eyes scan the vista of rats surrounding me, and then they come back to the first rat, the one still sitting up on its haunches. There's an open circle of light around him, maybe 10 feet across, and he's still sitting there in the middle, all by himself. This is the only clear pavement, is the circle of light right around him. But now I can see in the fringes of the light his minions awaiting his command. And his eyes meet mine again, and he very gradually and casually tilts his head back, and we lock eyes for a moment, and then he flicks his tail once, and just like that, as if on command, all of the rats take off instantly at a dead run for the parking lot. They pay no attention to me, running right past me, some actually running over my feet as they went by. I watched them fill the parking lot in a second, and then the next second it was completely empty, and the street, sidewalks are deserted around me. And my eyes come back again to the first rat, calmly sitting up on its haunches, still not having moved, front legs dangling, little black beady eyes looking right at me. And he cocks his head again. And this time, I swear to you, he said to me, quite clearly with his look, "Don't push your luck, buddy." There I am, standing on 55th Street in the middle of the night, and at that moment, I forgot this was a rat. We were two creatures squaring off in a turf war, and he had just let me know, A, that he is the boss of this turf, and B, he has complete control over his minions. I was being strong-armed by a rat. I felt this very strongly. I had sudden visions of Walt Disney characters in 1940s gangster movies. And then, as if he knew I'd gotten his point, his expression completely changed, and he looks at me almost curiously for a minute. And then, just calmly and casually as he please, just dismisses me, drops to all fours, and strolls. And I'm pretty sure I recognize that stroll. He strolled after his army into the parking lot. And I stood transfixed and watched him. And he didn't accelerate to a normal rat scamper until he actually got into the shadow of the parking lot. And then I just saw a flash of his tail and he was gone. Now, what exactly this meant, many will say I had to have read into it. I know there are those who will say it is absurd to think that such carefully coordinated intimidation could possibly be organized and executed by rats. I imagined that he was sitting up on his haunches all that time, the perfect spread formation of his army of minions, the tail flick command. And I especially imagined, projected whatever, that part about the rat looking at me with a threat. Give me a break. Yeah, yeah, they're all going to say that. Well, as the person on the receiving end of that particular message communicated by that particular lord of his turf, I'll tell you what, I backed off on that shovel. And if it was possible, what I did was I used it to figure out a way to let him go without making a big mess. Somebody told the landlord they saw me letting the rats go. He called me a wimp, but you know, I didn't care. I didn't tell him about the encounter either, because I knew he'd tell me I was crazy. I mean, it's just like those of you who are sure, I had to have imagined it, but I know I didn't. That rat was for real, and he meant business. And I kept thinking about the movie that it felt like I was in. It was this like bizarre combination of Tolkien, Disney, and Edward G. Robinson made by Ralph Bakshi. I was still living in the same real world. But now I knew that under the surface, literally under the very sidewalks I strode, there was a dark army, an army of rats. And I was privileged to have the secret knowledge that it exists. Well, not too long after that, the opportunity arose to give up being superintendent, and I did not hesitate. Shortly after that, an opportunity arose to leave the city. And when you've struggled 10 years there, believe me, it's hard to leave. But that apartment on that block, I was glad to leave. It was his turf, and I wanted no part of bringing up a kid on his turf. He won. This is an old guy who knows shit. Signing off. Till next time.